I'm going to talk about distribution plans and distribution advisement a bit. I'm going to do my best to get through all the materials here. If I can't, here some of it is going to be duplicative, but I want to just go through a couple things. There's a lot of things changing in the special needs world. There's a lot of things coming up that we can't even anticipate. And I think the work that we do is more important than it's ever been before. So what we're going to talk about is distribution plans and distribution advisement. And you know, the thing that when I first got involved in doing special needs trust, I didn't pay any attention at all to who was the trustee. I got a form. There weren't any classes like this. We just made a lot of stuff up here. And so when it came down to who's going to be the trustee, there was a blank. So if they'd say Uncle Bob, go, well, that sounds good to me. So we'll just go make Uncle Bob the trustee. And I did mostly estate planning. So we didn't have any of our trust mature for quite clients die for quite some time here, and then they started to die, and then I figured out that maybe Uncle Bob wasn't a good idea. Well, then I discovered professional trustees. Go, well, that's pretty good. So we're getting closer, so we started using professional trustees, and you have so many great choices out here in Texas, and that's good, and it worked pretty well, but not completely. And then I discovered these folks called professional care managers and go, well, that's good. And you know what I learned as I got into this? It really, special needs planning and special needs administration is a team sport, okay? And it's not one of those things. And so we'll talk about later something I call the magic document syndrome, which, by the way, I am the author of the Elder Council and the Wealth Council Trust, which I consider the finest trusts in the world, which are completely useless unless you have the right team here. But I do want to encourage you to subscribe. Okay, so anyway, getting back to this. When you get involved, there's only one conclusion, I think, that any experienced practitioner is going to come up with is the administration of the trust is the single greatest issue about whether this thing's going to work or not.